spoken. I take somewhat longer journeys than what a wise man would think altogether right. But the truth is, I am not a wise man. And besides, am a mortal of so little consequence in the world, it is not much matter what I do. So I seldom fret or fume at all about it. Whatever degree of small merit the act of benignity in favour of the midwife might justly claim, the world at that time was pleased to determine the matter otherwise. Lay down the book, and I will allow you half a day to give a probable guess at the grounds of this procedure. Be it known, then, that for about 5 years before the date of the midwife's license, of which you have had so circumstantial an account, the parson we have to do with had made himself a country talk by a breach of all decorum which he had committed against himself, his station, and his office, and that was in never appearing better or otherwise mounted than upon a lean, sorry jackass of a horse, value about £1.15. The parson's character was, he loved a jest in his heart, and he saw himself in the true point of ridicule. He would say he could not be angry with others for seeing him in a light in which he so strongly saw himself. Instead of giving the true cause, he chose rather to join in the laugh against himself, and as he never carried one single ounce of flesh upon his own bones, being altogether as spare a figure as his beast, he would sometimes insist upon it that the horse was as good as the rider deserved, that they were centaur-like, both of a piece. In short, the parson would assign any cause but the true cause, and he withheld the true one only out of a nicety of temper, because he thought it did honour to him. But the truth of the story was as follows. In the first years of this gentleman's life, and about the time when the superb saddle and bridle were purchased by him, it had been his manner, or vanity, or call it what you will, to run into the opposite extreme. In the language of the country where he dwelt, he was said to have loved a good horse, and generally had one of the best in the whole parish, standing in his stable, always ready for saddling. And, as the nearest midwife did not live nearer to the village than 7 miles, and in a vile country, it so fell out that the poor gentleman was scarce a whole week together without some piteous application for his beast. And as he was not an unkind-hearted man, and every case was more pressing and more distressful than the last, as much as he loved his beast, he had never a heart to refuse him. The upshot of which was generally this, that his horse was either clapped or spavined.